Time now to speak to Zorba, though. Mm. There's lots been happening in the world of rugby league. Great to get his thoughts on it, as we do every Sunday. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, boys. Merry Christmas.
Pete. Merry Christmas to you,
mate. All right, let's get to the big stories of the day. Shane Flanagan banned. And in the end, the evidence presented by the Integrity Unit was pretty damning, Zorb. Just days after being suspended, he was sending out emails confirming what's going to happen for the next year.
I can see something behind the scenes here, and I just want to throw this out there right at the start. It's obvious that nine Sydney clubs now is too many. Relocation is on. It's a game of poker now. Who blinks goes? Mm. They go west, north, or across the ditch. And really, when you look at the nine Sydney clubs, and they're the ones that have been hit hard by the NRL over salary cap breaches in recent times, other than Melbourne over 10 years ago, it's significant that the hammer's coming down on the Sydney clubs. And a lot of people in the game are asking, is there one set of rules for the Sydney clubs and one for the out-of-towners like the Broncos and the Cowboys and the Newcastles, etc.? Penrith, Parramatta, West Tigers and the Canterbury Bulldogs represent Sydney's West, which is now the heartland of Sydney. Penrith don't have financial issues. Parramatta don't, although and they've got a new ground to go to. West Tigers have financial problems and the Bulldogs don't. Representing Sydney South, St George, Illawarra and Cronulla. St George, up until recently, have had issues, but they've gone more private. Cronulla are under the hammer. City and Sydney East, represented by the Roosters and South Sydney, both very strong, in no issues. Sydney North, represented by Manly, have the worst ground in the league. They are privately owned, though, but one of those clubs, I reckon, is going to go. And they're going to be relocated, and it's going to happen in the next 2 years. I think that what's happened is significant. This week, we've seen Shane Flanagan be deregistered, and that was expected, I think. And that was leaked by the NRL that it would be significant.
Mm.
But what was a surprise was the banning of Justin Pascoe. It was far from expected. There was no leak. It was significant in many ways. For a start, the severity for me seems over the top. But of more interest is that the NRL proved it can, at long last, keep a secret. No leaks to the favoured media on this one. No 2 hour start on the rest of the pack. Pascoe got a call at 8 o'clock on the morning that he was axed from his job. It is a coincidence. Is it a coincidence? No, I don't think so. That the scrutiny and seemingly different set of rules to what the out-of-towners get is significant in the game. As I said before, I believe the poker game to get a Sydney club moved in the next 2 years has well and truly started.
Well, so on that then, which club do you think is most vulnerable and relocation? Where? Brisbane?
Oh, I don't know. I think Perth. I think Perth gives the NRL another time slot on television. And the club that'll go will be the one that hits the wall hardest and first. The NRL aren't going to bail anyone out, despite the fact that they've done it many times in the past. They've said, even with a $50 million war chest again now, they're saying they're not going to help clubs. So if one goes now under, they're gone. They'll be relocated.
Yeah.
So it'll be the West Tigers, Perth West Tigers, or the Perth Seagulls, or the Perth Sharks. It'll be one of the nine clubs in Sydney.
Hang on, forget about where you think they might go. Who do you think will go? Who of the nine? Frame a market.
He just said it.
No. But who's top of the market? Who's the favourite?
Oh, look, I think West Tigers, I think Cronulla, and I think Manly.
In that order?
Well, yeah.
Mm.
Cronulla's fascinating. Having lived in the Shire now, their whole life, that whole community revolves around the Sharks.
I know.
The whole community.
If the Seagulls go, there's no club north of the harbour.
No. And that is a concern.
To even suggest it. But unless something happens with Brookvale Oval, and I keep getting sick of the promises that are being made, unless something happens at Brookvale Oval, I think the NRL have to virtually say you can't play there. I mean, you can't get a Medicab on the ground under its configuration at the moment. Well, to me, that's a health hazard. That's, that's safety. You can't have it. And as much as I love the old ground, it's got to be brought up to standard.
Now,
the biggest black mark on Manly, biggest black mark on West Tigers is that they've got powerful clubs around them, like Penrith, West Tigers and Canterbury. They're all flush with, Penrith, Parramatta and Canterbury. They're all flush with good leagues clubs that support them. New ground for Parramatta. They're not going to go anywhere, even though they're a basket case on the field at the moment. One of those teams in the West could go.
Oh, don't worry. The West Tigers via the Western Suburbs Leagues clubs have got plenty of dough.
Oh, just a question to both of you gentlemen. Perth, why Perth, Sorb and Jimmy? And it didn't really work during Super League, did it?
No,
is the market big enough?
The time frame. The difference in time, it can bring in another game in peak viewing time. So it's really a jewel in the crown. It wasn't going that badly. There's plenty of money in the West too. Well, there was.
Absolutely. Victim of the Super League war dissolution of the Super League war. The second Brisbane team is a must in my mind.
Well, that could be the other way it goes. Mm. But then again, should the Warriors have all of New Zealand? That's another one.
Yeah, and I'll throw in a second New Zealand team.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Mm. Yeah, so that's three teams. So how do you make that work?
That means teams have got to go. So they won't bail out clubs that are in trouble anymore.
No. Now, before we get to your predictions for 2019, one of the things that I listed as a grievance today was the fact that it's been a really tough off-season, especially for the one particular issue, and that is treatment of women by National Rugby League players. You got some thoughts on that, and some of the players have got some thoughts on that, Zorb.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that three of our top players in Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk and James Maloney have said enough is enough. And they're speaking out about the horror off-season, which has seen five NRL stars have been charged with sexual or indecent assault. Now, they've come out and said very clearly that there's no place in the game for it, which is we expect them to say, but they want something done about it if a player... But they have to go through the process of the court, which is exactly what we've been saying. I mean, there's no shortcut to it.
No.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of bad publicity when charges are made, and if they're found not guilty, it's not the same. It's not the same headlines. It doesn't mean as much in the eyes of the media. But I think it's now anyone found guilty of laying a hand on a woman will not be playing our game ever again. I don't think there is a way back. There have been some players that have redeemed themselves, but I don't think they're going to get that opportunity in the future. I think the hammer is coming down harder than ever, and I think we've all got to applaud that.
Yeah, 100%, Zorb. Hey, Zorb, 2019, can we get your early predictions for the NRL season?
Yeah, just before that, I just want to bring up quickly the accreditation document. I'm not sure whether you guys have seen it, but you have to sign to allow you to be an official of the game, a coach of the game, a player in the game. Now, I think it needs to... It gives the NRL massive power, and that power has been flexed in the last 12 months and this week with the controlling body, unprecedented in the power that it has. Now... they showed that this week, the deregistering of Shane Flanagan and Justin Pascoe. Last year it was Joe Kelly and Neil Baer, and before that a couple of Parramatta officials. So the form has to be filled in prior to the start of every season, or passes for the game, dressing room, etc. is denied. It's a document that I believe probably goes too far in It smacks too much of Big Brother to me. I'd like it to be made public for the media to look at, for fans to look at. It's fairly lengthy, but I think it shows what you have to do to be in the game, or else you are under the jurisdiction of the NRL. I don't know of any other sport that has the lines of power going to the head body more than this document. It's all powerful. Have you seen it, Jimmy?
I haven't seen it. I'm interested in it.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Let's see if we can get one.
Was there anything in particular about it that...
Oh, I just think you've got to sign your life away.
Right.
And I know several powerful people in the game refused to sign it. Now, there was one issue last year where the league was saying a certain person, a very high-profile person, would have to reapply should he want to come back to the game. Well, he never, ever signed it. They had no right to suggest that. That still could be a matter of litigation. And that was the league flexing too much power and not checking its facts that the person involved hadn't signed it. Indeed, I didn't sign it for the last few years that I was involved in the game.
Okay, interesting.
I just thought it went too far.
Surely there could something be leaked to someone.
Oh, well, there's a million of it out there.
Exactly.
I'll get hold of one. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Interesting.
And predictions, Orb?
Okay, I'm going to stick my neck out for what's different. Canberra and Newcastle, big improvers to make the eight.
You said that, Jimmy, didn't you, Canberra?
Canberra and Newcastle, yep, we'll make the eight, I reckon. Sean Johnson to be a star at the Sharks. I think he'll thrive in the environment there, and they've got their backs to the wall now. I think he'll be, with so many experienced players around him for advice and for, you know, for help on the field, I think they'll come up. They've got a strong enough roster, the Sharks, to overcome what they're going through at the moment. And I think they've shown in the past that they can do that. I think Corey Norman will flop at the Dragons. I think he's very overrated, not worth the money that he gets. And I can't see him making a lot of difference. I think the exit of their fine English player towards the end of next season will be a body blow to the Dragons. I think it'll influence them at the start of the season as well. Brad Arthur's last stand at Para. I reckon he's got about 8 weeks to prove himself there.
Yeah.
Or that door will be open. And another CEO to follow, Justin Pascoe, out of the door early in the new year.
Stay tuned. Zorb, you teased
any
us
idea,
again.
Any
mate?
Ideas on that, Zorb? Or can we just join the dots on that one?
Well, I think you might.
Okay. All right. Well, they're $1.95 Newcastle to make the eight, which is shortening. Canberra, $2.25. So there you go. That's at tab.com.au. As always, Zorb, great to have you on the program. On behalf of everyone here, mate, all the people who work on the program and the listeners, a big Merry Christmas to you and the family, mate.
Thanks, mate. It's all about family, isn't it, Christmas? And I wish everybody a wonderful family Christmas. And to all those people that have loved ones in hospitals, spare a thought for them. Tough time for a lot of people.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well said, Zorb. Merry Christmas.
Good on you, Zorb,
mate.
Merry Christmas. There he is, Zorba. 1353 53, the open line number.
He's teased us again.
Tell you what, he's just tossed a few more up, hasn't he? There's no doubt about him. We love him.